Video: California man accused of stabbing cyclist to death allegedly talked about white privilege. By Amy Furr on February 10, 2023. The California man accused of hitting a cyclist and fatally stabbing him reportedly spoke about white privilege at the scene. According to a Dana Point resident, she and relatives heard a loud noise before the attack on 58-year-old Dr. Michael Mamone, and also claimed they heard the suspect make the racial comment, report said Monday. The driver allegedly killed Mamone, who was riding his bicycle at the time. Officials identified the man in the fatal stabbing as Vanroy Evan Smith, 39. However, there was reportedly no known relationship between the two men. At the scene, bystanders detained the suspect, whom authorities eventually arrested. Smith was charged with murder, and when he was taken into custody, he was ineligible for a bail. However, his bail is now set at $1 million, KCAL reported Friday. Surveillance video shows a white car speed between two other vehicles and hit the doctor, who was thrown into the air. When bystanders rushed over to help, the suspect allegedly began stabbing the doctor with a knife. The suspect's ex-wife told the New York Post she was horrified by the alleged incident, the outlet reported Saturday. Marla Hart said there was never any physical violence when the couple were together, adding, "We divorced because we were incompatible. I feel completely horrified by the entire thing. Horrified it was Vanroy, and horrified it was that man who died. It makes no sense what happened. This was the death of an innocent man. I mourn for the victim's family, myself and my kids," Hart continued. Smith is scheduled to appear in court Tuesday. A friend of the doctor's, who is also a nurse, told Inside Edition, "It was definitely an emotional shock for all of us that worked with him. Dr. Mamone, he treated a lot of us like family." As the crime wave sweeps across President Joe Biden's D. America, citizens are more likely now than at any time over the past 5 decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article said.